Unit 4. Students' Book. E. Cultural Beachhead. Roman 2. Cultural Chessboard. Page 171. Look at the six cultural items below. Listen and read.
Steer clear. Until recently, British teenagers had to wait until their 17th birthday before experiencing the thrill of driving for the first time. Now, thanks to the Early Drive Scheme, teenagers can learn to drive before they are old enough for a licence. Early Drive is based at Brands Hatch, a famous English motor racing circuit, where there is a specially designed, realistic-looking road layout with a roundabout, junctions, and traffic lights. Learners need to be under 17 and tall enough to see over the steering wheel and operate the pedals. In groups of three, taking turns at the wheel, learners are taught how to start and stop the car, change gear, and drive in a straight line. Early Drive provides a welcome first taste of driving in a safe environment.
Laundry clubs. Many people use laundrettes because they can't afford their own washing machine, and there are also people who use them because they don't have space or want their own machine. One of the worst things about leaving home and living in your own apartment is having to do your own laundry. Often, apartment houses don't have laundry facilities, so you have to walk to the nearest laundrette or laundromat. You'll then have a few hours of boredom as your clothes wash. Now, that boredom can be exchanged for a social experience. Laundromats in New York first began to have bars, so customers could have a drink, chat with their fellow clothes washers, and keep an eye on their cleaning at the same time. Now, laundromat bars have spread nationwide. Even small-town laundromats have bars, snack counters, large-screen televisions, pool tables, and internet access. Since you have to do the wash, why not make it fun?
Ecstasy, or XTC, is a powerful synthetic drug that is a stimulant, giving the user a quick and intense surge of energy. It probably has very harmful side effects, possibly even damages nerves in the brain, and has been made illegal in both Britain and America. It was made by a large German drug company in 1914 for use as a slimming pill, but was forgotten until it reappeared on the streets in the US in the early 1980s.
Mother's Day. In the US and Britain, Mother's Day is a holiday celebrated on the second Sunday in May. It is a day when children give cards and presents to their mothers to show their love for them. In the US, in 1908, Anna Jarvis began a campaign to establish a national Mother's Day. She was successful. In 1914, President Woodrow Wilson made Mother's Day a national holiday that was to be observed each year on the second Sunday of May. It is an economic bonanza for department stores, florists, and gift manufacturers. Many other countries of the world celebrate their own Mother's Day at different times throughout the year.
Quiet parties. Are you tired of all the noise? You go to a bar, music is too loud, cell phones going off all around you. Some guy is standing next to you screaming. You know what we are talking about, right? There's now an alternative. Quiet parties. Events with no loud music, no yelling, no cell phones, and one area where there is no talking at all. Conversation is completely forbidden. Maybe you'll even find love through silent dating. At the quiet party, guests are provided with paper and pens. They pass notes around and have fun. The quiet party and silent dating are the inventions of artist Paul Rabin and singer Tony Noe. The two New York City friends wanted to have a conversation and a drink on a Saturday night in the summer of 2002, but every bar they entered was so noisy that they could not even hear each other speak. Word of the quiet party in silent dating is spreading like wildfire, and quiet parties are now being opened in other cities internationally.
Father's Day. It is based on Mother's Day and is celebrated on the third Sunday in June. The idea for an official Father's Day celebration first came to Sonora Dodd of Washington. She thought of the idea for Father's Day while listening to a Mother's Day sermon in 1909. President Calvin Coolidge, in 1924, supported the idea of a National Father's Day. Then, in 1966, President Lyndon Johnson signed a presidential proclamation declaring the third Sunday of June as Father's Day. President Richard Nixon signed the law which finally made it permanent in 1972.